All right, I'm going to start the show in a second. But first, I just want to thank Charles for a great year of music before my show and for always covering for me when I'm late, which is often. So thanks so much, Charles. Have a great 2011. Here we go.
Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
That was Japandroids, local band, with their single Younger Us. Some very fine lyrics there. Remember saying things like, we'll sleep when we're dead, and thinking this feeling was never going to end. Remember that night you were already in bed, said fuck it, got up to drink with me instead. So good. Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. It is gorgeous out. I hope you are drinking a warm drink with the radio on, looking outside at how nice it is. Something like that. This is going to be the Best of the Year show. I've compiled a bunch of music from the last year, 2010, that I really like. So I'm going to post on the website, the Duncan Sonnet's website, in a bit, my top 20 LPs, top 10 EPs, top singles and live bands. I was up really late working on this, or just sleeplessly working on this last night. So I think it makes sense. But today's show is sort of going to represent that. I'm not going to do the reverse chronological order thing. I'm just going to play my favorite album, a song from my favorite album of the year, Fine Mist, Public Domain. Great job, guys. Awesome album. So glad to see it out on vinyl. And this is the song, Heart Attack.
Oh, rushed through our lives. We parted our lips and we reached from inside. And why don't we feel it? We know we can feel it. We're waking up real. Oh, we know we're high.
Ice Cube returns with I Am the West, featuring the tracks I Rep That West and Drink the Kool-Aid. Ice Cube, I Am the West, available in stores and online.
Turn it up.
Under a blue and white beach umbrella, sitting pretty, waiting on a fellow. I'm fairly sure he's no show, no show. So I pack up my things and trudge home, clasping my clutch down the avenues. I know every tram casting every shadow, shadow. I don't know why I'm singing this song with tears in my eyes. I'm sure you've got my numbers. This night won't matter at all. Tell me, baby, why'd you go and let me down again? Swept under the rug, acting just as if nothing has happened. And just because my heart can take it does not mean you should go out of your way to. Someone else that was the last straw. Tell me, baby, why'd you go and let me down again? Swept under the rug, acting just as if nothing has happened. And just because my heart can take it does not mean you should go out of your way.
That was Gigi from their album Mententon. There was a misspelling on the LP, so I still abide by Mententon.
Was it supposed to be Maintenant?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I do not have the volume control.
No, that was my fault. And that was released by Tom Lab earlier this year. Before that, we heard Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti from the album Before Today. That was the song Fright Night, Nevermore. And before that, we heard Beach House from Sub Pop's Teen Dream, the song Lover of Mine. And at the top, Fine Mist from their album Public Domain, the song Heart Attack. Hey, Luke Meat, how's it going?
Good, very good, Duncan. Happy New Year.
I want to let you know, I've received a challenge to shotgun a beer on air.
From me?
No, from Alana. And so maybe if those beers get cold.
Oh, yeah, we can do one. I shotgunned a beer 2 days ago with Bobby the Badger Ferris, actually, after we watched Foo Bar 2, in fact.
You know? Awesome. How was the movie?
It's phenomenal. It's really, really good. It paints a really, very realistic picture of the pollution that Fort McMurray is.
Okay.
And he does some really,
really... Oh, it's
really
in the tar sands?
Well, that's the whole plot. It's Diener and Terry get a job with Thrawn up in the... and they lay pipe, you know.
Wow.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. And you had a happy holiday?
I did have a happy holiday. I got lots of books and cool things and ate turkey and, yep.
How was the Husker Du book?
Husker Du book is probably one of the best music biographies ever written. I could honestly say that. Wow. I don't mean just because I like the topic. I'm just talking about Andrew Earls as an author. He's probably one of the best music journalists we've got going right now. I highly recommend you pick it up. And you get a really cool bumper sticker that says, "What would Husker Du" on it? You know, so, so that's really cool. I highly, highly endorse that. Did you get any goodies?
I got a new digital camera, which is kind of exciting.
Toys.
What else? Lots of stuff. Lots of wonderful stuff.
Stuff is good.
I don't really walk. Some steamers. I don't know. Lots of kitchen stuff. That's what I was into.
What's next?
What was your favorite? Did you have a favorite album of the year?
Yes, Moon Duo.
Moon Duo?
Escape. Cool. Yeah, definitely. And pretty much a lot of things on Woods' that came out this year.
It
was pretty
they
much bulletproof in my book. And in terms of, that one's definitely up there. In terms of new stuff, I mean, I bought a lot of reissues this year that I had never heard of before that really blew my mind. So that doesn't really count.
Yeah.
But definitely Ty Segall, another Woods' album. Mm-hmm. That record just
melted.
Blows my mind. Yeah,
it's on my list. It's
nice.
Coming up.
Oh, yep. Goody. Ivan Ty Segall Kiss Me in Calgary was a real highlight of my year. And then on the other tangent, all the stuff that came out of Cleveland this year, namely Emeralds, Mark McGuire, all that kind of stuff. Not the big juiced up baseball player,
but the little
white guy from Cleveland. all that kind of stuff. The Migo editions were really, really, really awesome, even though my girlfriend thinks it sounds like Quintero. No, I'm serious. I don't know why she does, but either way. It has been kind of a good year.
Did you play a best of show yesterday?
I did a best of show yesterday in the sense of it was best of stuff that I bought in 2010. So I got away with buying not even reissues, but just records that I bought.
Just stuff you found.
Over the year. So I've been mixed in with new stuff as well.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. So you can check out that podcast. It's A Noise.
It is.
And it's up on the CITR.ca website.
Thanks, Duncan.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, one of my favorite. It's not really a reissue. It's sort of a discovery this year. Tanetta is from Toronto. He's an Italian creep. And
creep does not even scratch the surface.
He's been recording music since the early 80s and has a lot of YouTube videos. He kept getting banned from YouTube. I think that's the reason that his album is called 777, because that...
Don't he kept hits yet?
No, he had to keep changing his handle from Tanetta to other things, like his username, because he kept getting banned by YouTube. Black Tent Press put out a compilation of his early stuff this year, all stuff
how
from the 80s.
How far back does he go? He goes
83. This stuff was all recorded in 83, and it's finally seeing the light of day. So
really a gem.
I love it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care. Haters gonna hate. I love Tanetta. Here, and he performed at Pop Montreal. There you go. Okay.
Wow.
Here is I'll Remain As I Am by Tanetta.
Promise and I broke it. You made one, did the same. Let's get our hearts together forever. My clock will be ticking time. I made you angry with a simple thought about a Mickey to add to the lot. There was hate in your eyes, but much to my surprise, you put on some disguise. You're mine, I know, I'm yours, it shows, like clockwork we tick in time. You're mine, I know, I'm yours, it shows, but baby, when you gonna be all mine? I'll make this promise and I'll keep it. I hope you do the same. I'll remain as I am in love with you, for no one has ever moved me like you do. I'll remain as I am in love with you, for no one has ever moved me like you do.
You were what I
All right, that was Silly Kissers from their EP, Precious Necklace. My favorite EP of the year. I will decree it now. I will put the list of my favorite stuff up on the website.
Favorite EP of the year?
EP of the year.
Probably Babe Rainbow.
I have that up there, too.
Okay, it's really, you know, I think that's probably good. The only... Well, I hate to say it, I think Moon Duo counts as an EP because it's only four songs, but Babe Rainbow, it doesn't say EP on the name. So, but Babe Rainbow definitely shouts out to Cameron Reed, you know, very, very
killing it in 2010.
Yep. He did a very, very, very good job. And also killing it in the Georgia, getting quoted in the Georgia Strait twice with really amazing comments. I thought was really funny.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
Before Silly Kissers, we heard Fanshawe from her album Dark Eyes. Great job, Fanshawe. Good album.
Excellent album.
And at the top, we heard Tanetta 777. Concert listings, where are they? Are you going to any shows anytime soon?
Oh, boy. I'm laying low for January because February is absolutely out of control.
Bananas.
Like, I mean, there's Yola Tango, there's Sebado, there's Godspeed You Black Emperor, there's the Swans, there's Meat Beat Manifesto, there's like a whole, there's, and that's just off the top of my head. I mean, the one thing I'd probably give a plug to is definitely for January.
Salem,
yeah, that's going to be something else. Pac AD returns. They're always a good time. I was just thinking of what I saw at the Biltmore. I can't remember.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Tonight, Vancouver is playing with Catamaran and Safety Show at the Biltmore.
First show in almost a year, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That's birthday party for some dude named Drew, whom I don't know. I think he's in Safety Show. Anyways, New Year's Eve, there's tons of stuff happening. You can go down to W2.
Where No, there's no tickets.
Oh, there's no tickets to that. Sorry. There's no tickets to the Waldorf anymore, I don't think.
I bet.
The Biltmore sold out. Eat Art, the thing with Arbutus and Unfamiliar Records is sold out. I'm going to a house party. I'm going to Seth's sausage party.
Oh, that's excellent.
And then I'm going to Kate's. So everyone go to a house party if you don't have tickets to an event.
And be safe. Know your limit. Play within it.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. On the first, Gold Star are for Suckers, Fang, Ingrid Gatton, and the Creaking Planks are at the Railway. On the second, if you can't get into that Arbutus Records showcase at Eat Art, go to the Zoo Shop because they're all going to be playing again. Grimes, Sean, Nicholas Savage, Terror Bird, Paula from Silly Kissers, and Blue Hawaii. And later on in the week, Teen Girl Fantasy at the Waldorf and some other stuff. But yeah, that's all you need to know. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Best of the Year show. I intended on playing like my favorite albums and then going into a dance party for the second half of the show.
Nice.
I think I'm just going to do
that. Let's do it.
So let's see. Let me get over here. Any favorite dance tracks of this year?
Dance of this year? I don't know if it counts as a dance track, but I love that auto-tune the news Weezer thing. Like that just stuck in my head like a fungus. No, dance tracks. Probably Kanye, definitely.
Kanye.
I mean, I honestly think he has some bloatable frequencies in his that just makes you want to repeat his songs over and over and over again. I can certainly not say anything to do with the Millionaires or Kesha, that's for sure. Even though they were
Mike, what's going on,
man? You know, did you see the Strait today? There's a giant bloody picture of the Millionaires in the music section. You know, like it's like, yeah, okay. Either way, come on, Mike.
Here is some good dance music. This is the band Duck Sauce from New York City, and this is the song Barbara Streisand.
Streisand. Barbra 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 Streisand.
16666, and I know the part. You are the river flow, and we can never know. We're just the weather man, you make the wind blow. Keep thinking about every straight face, yes. Wonder what your boyfriend thinks about your braces. What about them? I'm all about them. Six up straight A's, cut them in the bathroom. So this is it fun.
I don't care, act quick. There's two kinds of MCs out there. There's the ones who rap and the ones who don't care. And frankly, I don't give a fuck. You might be dope on the mic, but your music sucks. Not me. I got some dope beats. I'm an entertainer, not a lyricist. I'm so far from all you cats out there. If I get popular, I know that ain't fair. I got 9 million plays and 1,200 friends. Don't hate the player, man. Hate the game. I never force anyone to listen. My music never sent a bulletin, never post a dish. I'm a musical youth and I rules the nation. Something is wrong with this generation. Just want to play games like GTA, eating some junk food and smoke weed all day. And when the freaks come out at night, they're dancing hard and they're getting high. Guess who's making big bucks on this? I got something MCs can kiss. I got you dancing as the music goes. The club is spinning round to the cowbell sound. So stomp your feet and shake the ground. Make way for the ladies who are ready to play. We're gonna party like it's Saturday.
I got something MC to kiss. I got something MC to kiss.
Working girl in show business, yeah. And I come home at 6 while you sleep. We don't quit, so that's on the beat. So I don't have any job to attend in the morning. No boss on my shoulders to check how I'm doing. And maybe that's why I don't do so much. And left school too early, cause I was on the rush of making my own dough, of doing my homework, to travel the whole world, to try all kinds of stuff. I even tried out to play saxophone, and you'd be the first one to hear how it sounds.
What a sax solo.
That girl can blow that horn, man.
Yeah, that was Uffy from her forthcoming album, Teen Dreams and I don't know, something. Something to do with jeans. I don't think it's out yet. Maybe it is. Anyways, that was the single, MCs Can Kiss, Sex Dreams and Denim Jeans. There you go. Before that, we heard Sleigh Bells from their album Treats, the song Real Real. And at the top, we heard Duck Sauce with Barbara Streisand. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Vancouver. Tomorrow night, the Ice Cream Social Rock and Roll Club Winter Social New Year's Eve Party. They'll be closed on the 1st. On Sunday is Kitty Nights, and on Monday is the Jen Huangs with the Black Tops and the Adherents. Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for more information. Okay, we have time for a couple more songs. I'm going to quickly play some Robin, and then Yeah, then I'm just going to play some Robin right now, and then we'll be back in a second. Okay, here's some Robin dancing on my own. That was Robin dancing on my own. Thanks to the dude who called in. Thank you. Oh, and someone else is calling in now.
We're talking right now.
Okay. I'll answer in 1 minute. I just have to close things off here. So stay tuned to CITR. Coming up next is Tim with We All Fall Down. Some great notes from Marielle. She beat that motherfucker.
I know. Yeah. I know. Good for you, girl.
Good for you, Marielle.
We love you.
Proud of you. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
After that, Robin with Ink Studs, and then Mariev with The French Connection. Stay tuned for a great afternoon programming here on CITR. I'm going to put up the best of the year list on the website. Please check that out. And if you like what you heard, check out the podcast at CITR.ca. Sorry, Elena, I'm not going to shotgun a beer right now, but maybe later. New Year's, you
it's
know?
It's kind of against the law, too.
Drinking on the air, right? Yeah, yeah, pardon me. Sorry. I was just joking.
We can go back. We can get out of here. We can go do it.
Okay. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a great New Year's and have a very happy 2011. And I've already got a bunch of stuff from the new, like next year's releases to play next week. So, new Destroyer, you'll be happy about that.
Oh, yeah, I love Destroyer.
Slam Dunk.
Slam Dunk from Victoria.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they finally have a full length, though, don't they?
They do, and from what I've heard, it's incredible.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Duncan. And
Happy New Year to you, too, Luke. Thanks for sitting in.
Let's hope 2011 is as good as 2010 was.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're going to close things out with my friend Spring Break. This is their song, Careful. That's it. Thanks so much for listening. Here we go.
Mind your own business.
I heard a rumor.
Care.
Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are.
Yeah, let's sing it now. Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin?
Okay!
Happy holidays from the staff and volunteers here at CITR. To allow us to fully experience our respective turkey comas, play with our new toys, and return the sweaters that we realize don't fit us, we're going to alter the programming for a few days. Beginning at high noon on December 24th, we'll be broadcasting a 72-hour mix of Christmas and holiday music and spoken word programming unlike anything you've ever heard. Like Santa's elves, we've worked tirelessly and without overtime pay to assemble this seasonal miracle. Let us fill you with holiday cheer. 72 hours of holiday cheer, beginning at 12 noon on December 24th. Happy holidays from the whole gang at CITR 101.9 FM.
Let's sing it again.
Yeah, let's sing it again.
What do you mean overdo it?
We want to sing it again.
Yeah, great. Why can't we sing it again?